Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Very happy to announce today that we're promoting Jeff to president of baseball operations and general manager. Jeff has extended his contract to 2023 for 5 more years. So very well-deserved promotion.
That's Jim Crane at a press conference at Minute Maid Park earlier today that we alluded to in the top five at five, extending Jeff Luhnow through 2023 and a promotion to president of baseball operations. And impossible to argue somehow that Luhnow is undeserving of what they announced today. It's a real milestone, I think, in the timeline of this franchise to make sure the guy who delivered is going to be around for several more years.
It's funny you bring up the word timeline, because obviously they waited until he was done drafting one more time to give him this extension. You know, baseball is kind of quirky in that way, in that the draft's during the season. So, but Jeff Luhnow, obviously, like you said, well-deserved. And no sooner than the draft had ended, what was it, last week or the week before? I think the days have kind of been running together lately for me, but I know it was recently.
A week ago, wasn't it? Last week?
I think that sounds right. But
might have been 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, it's well-deserved. And now it's not a matter of if, but when they extend A.J. Hinch, because that's the next domino to fall as far as that part of the regime goes.
Yeah.
And then you can start, you know, talking about some of the players that you're going to be giving deals to, if that's the case. They already gave one, obviously, to Jose Altuve back in spring training. But Jeff Luhnow, the guy that was just got the magic touch. And look, he inherited some parts of that World Series team.
Some.
A big one was obviously Altuve, but man, he's been incredible. And you said it earlier. I think you said it last segment. He hasn't been without his faults, but they've been few and far between compared to the Midas touch he's had.
An answer to a Jeff Luhnow trivia question down the road. Do you know who was the first player he acquired? It was a Rule 5 draft acquisition.
I should know this, and I'm going to kick myself, I bet. But I don't.
Marwin Gonzalez.
Wow. So how many years ago how long has he been on the team now?
I'm not sure about Marwin, but Jeff's been in charge since 2011, so shortly after that.
Okay. And Marwin's, again, we talked about this earlier, Evan Gattis named AL Player of the Week. If it weren't for that, Marwin would be getting all the headlines right now because he's really come around.
It's true.
So
as we look at, before we go down that, let's hear from Jeff Luhnow, who wants to credit the fans as well for the success of the franchise.
Finally, I want to thank the fans. The fans stuck with us, and there weren't too many crowded stadiums back in 11, 12, and 13, but we had a core group of fans that really understood what we were trying to accomplish and had believed in what we were trying to do, and they stuck around, and they got their rewards in the past few years, and hopefully there'll be many more rewards coming.
Went to a lot of games at the Dome back in the day, been to a lot of games at Minute Maid Park. Last year's postseason took the entire Astros baseball experience to a new level as far as the fan engagement.
Game 5, which I wasn't able to attend, and I wish I could have somehow, some way, that took 10 years off my life. It was just incredible, and the fact that it was played at Minute Maid was even more cool, obviously. But yeah, they've really, and we mentioned Reed Ryan earlier, and I think we're doing our share of kissing the backsides of the people over there. But you know what? They deserve it. They've earned it. They had a plan. He was part of that as well, and they've executed it darn near flawlessly, and they're reaping the benefits of it. And yeah, I mean, I was thinking about this the other day. I was a senior in high school, I think, when they started to build Minute Maid. I cannot believe that's been around nearly 20 years now.
It is incredible.
It's crazy because the Dome was everything for so long, but we were excited about Minute Maid, and it meant the Astros were going to stay in town, because there was a while there where both the Rockets and the Astros were trying to go the way of the Oilers.
There's no question. You know, mid to late 90s, Drayton was talking about Northern Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
And Les was talking about New Orleans because...
And Kentucky, too, was a big one.
Yeah, yeah, because there was no NBA franchise yet in New Orleans, but yes.
And I've been to the Smoothie King Center. It's a dump.
It is. It is, yes. But, I mean, let's not forget, I believe the I forget which one of the stadium referendums, but I think it was the second one, needed a second go-around.
Right.
Right? And then barely passed. I mean, we were teetering in the mid to late 90s as far as a major sports city and whether or not we were going to be able to keep the teams. But the creation of the Sports Authority, the construction of the three new venues, I mean, and all that seems like ancient history. And as does the pre-Jeff Luno Astros, who after their appearance in the World Series in 05 pretty much literally disappeared from the landscape thanks to that ridiculous TV deal where for multiple seasons, 60% of the market or more did not have access to their games. There was one, the low point in that period to me had to be when Nielsen estimated that there was one particular Astros game along the way during that stretch where the guess was 1,000 households were tuned in.
I was part of it. I didn't have the channel. And the thing about that, too, is that I knew a lot of the people that worked over at Comcast. They were good people, and it was good coverage.
Yeah, that wasn't the issue.
Just nobody could see it.
Right, it was clearance.
And
how you launch that thing without having the clearance they needed in advance is still something I'll never understand. Whoever made that decision.
We'll look back on that, and it'll be kind of like a trivia question and just a weird
right.
little, what was that, like 2 years, basically, that it was on life
couple
support?
Years. Yep.
And, you know, here we are. It's crazy because now you've got, what is it called now, AT&T? It was Root before that or whatever it was.
AT&T Sports Southwest, I think.
And it's essentially the same thing that you had before all that with Fox Sports Southwest. You get your Astros games, you get your Rockets games. Yeah. It's all you wanted. You go home, you watch them.
It does feel, and it was a long time ago, but how much things have changed in this market on so many different fronts is absolutely remarkable. As far as Luno and his resume with the Astros since coming aboard in 2011, in no particular order, but if you're going to make a list, Justin Verlander, I think, has to be at the top of the list because he was the linchpin, I thought, last year in them winning that championship. But let's not forget locking up Jose Altuve to the long-term deal, bringing in Charlie Morton at basically a bargain basement price, picking up pieces like Josh Reddick and Brian McCann, Yuli Gurriel out of Cuba, adding him to this mix in the latter stages of his professional baseball career.
But still a lot left in the tank.
Rolling the dice with the overall number one pick on Alex Bregman when you had your shortstop of the future already entrenched at the position.
Nobody talks about that ever. Because it's gone so smoothly.
Exactly.
You've got Correa over there, and so you put, you know, Alex Bregman over there on the hot corner, and he's just, look at the plays he made in the World Series.
Yep.
And in the playoffs. So, yeah, he really has just, and it's when you have a GM in your city that becomes something that you know is just not, it's not going to work, and then you have a guy come in and operate the way Jeff Luno has, and almost with ease. I mean, he just doesn't, it feels, it's, he's so smooth about everything. He's so even keeled, kind of like AJ is.
Right.
AJ kind of comes off that way in his press conferences and in the dugout. It's just, so, you get spoiled.
And didn't the Astros have a player that essentially went after Ed Wade in the clubhouse?
Yeah, Sean Chacon choked him out.
Oh my God.
I don't know how I had the recall to just rattle that name off, but yeah, Sean Chacon absolutely went PJ Carlissimo Latrell Sprewell on him in the clubhouse.
That's not ideal.
No, it doesn't seem like you're winning world. Could you imagine like Justin Verlander choking out Jeff Luno?
Oh my gosh.
I don't know.
Yeah, a lot has changed and all for the better. I mean, you talk about the football team and its possibilities moving forward the next couple of years, and we've spent some time on the Rockets here this afternoon. Obviously, the future's bright for them. So, you know, not that long ago, it was looking pretty dire in this city from a pro sports standpoint. Not anymore. Luno also touched on today the hard part, and that's being at the top of the hill, being the defending champs, and moving forward and still trying to be better.
The way baseball is set up, once you have success, the competitive balance tries to knock you down. And we know that. It was a rough, tough road to get to what we accomplished last year. The next phase is actually potentially tougher. We have to work much harder, create advantages for the Astros. We're in an industry where small advantages can make a big difference, and every advantage we gain has to, by definition, come at someone else's disadvantage. which is why sometimes we're very closely guarded in our secrets and talking about what we're doing and why we're doing it. But trust me, it's for a good reason. Every advantage we have allows us to win that extra game, which could be the game that gets us in the playoffs or the game that wins us the championship.
Interesting he spoke of secrets there in that soundbite, because, you know, the old adage is fool me once, shame on you, fool me twice, shame on me. I have to believe that whatever measures needed to be taken to secure all their secrets and not allow organizations like the St. Louis Cardinals to actually commit crimes and steal their information.
What was the exact
have been corrected
crime? What was it? Was some sort of, was it cyber, trying to think of the exact term for it.
Yeah.
But it was basically it amounted
to
cyber
theft. Term was.
Yeah,
it was.
Hacking.
It was. It was intellectual property, perhaps?
That's what I was trying to think of. Something like that. That's crazy. That's just crazy.
It's unimaginable. It really is.
And it's crazy that it was the Cardinals of all teams who...
The model franchise.
Everything about them.
And we're so good, we don't need to steal from anyone.
And, you know,
patriot-like, as far as I'm concerned.
Very. Well, although I think the Patriots are just really good at cheating, and they're better at cheating than anybody else.
Yep.
And you know what? I wish...
Hard to argue with that.
Sometimes I wish some of the teams here in town cheated as good as they did.
Well.
But, you know, they win Super Bowls. You can't really argue. You're telling me right now...
And they get penalized for the cheating and still win Super Bowls.
Or play in them. Yeah. I mean, they had a shot there at the end in Minneapolis this year.
No
we
doubt.
Were there. And it's just... I don't care. To me, and maybe this is, I'm in the minority, I just want you to win, and yeah. I don't care how you do it.
I will say this, and I've stayed away from the topic of Minneapolis because I know it wasn't the best week of your life up there. I will say this. Not being in the Mall of America did mean you didn't have to deal with Eagles fans all week.
So they would invade?
And that was a blessing. Oh, the Eagles fans were so obnoxious.
Well, I did get to see it.
And I don't blame them. I get they were loud and happy to be there and all that, but they were disruptive.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's only because they were so jacked to be there. It really wasn't their fault that the setup was one of the most ridiculous setups I've ever seen.
It was horrible.
A mall food court for Radio Row.
Not just a mall, the food court.
Yeah, the food court.
And it was a small one.
It was.
I mean, I've been to malls here in Houston, and it's just not. I can't see them doing that here at the Galleria, for example.
I am not going out on a limb when I say there will not be another Super Bowl in Minneapolis in our lifetime.
There won't be until they build a new stadium, which is at least 30 years away.
Yeah.
So you're good.
We'll see.
I think you're good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.